Right, righto people, we're about to get into our motivation, and LA is in studio with us, so School Beats straight after that. If you're wondering what School Beats is about, take a listen.
Hi everyone, it's me, Boo. Are you still in school like me? Well, if you are, then School Beats is for you. The hashtag Casey Breakfast Show will be playing a School Beat every morning at 24/7. And you can say what song you want to listen to. So, WhatsApp us your favorite song to 082-414-1077. Or send us a voice note saying which song you want to listen to before you go to school. School Beats every morning at 24/7. Exclusive to hashtag Casey Breakfast on KC107.7.
Okay, there you go. That's what School Beats is all about. Send us yours via a WhatsApp line, 082-414-1077. Chief, are you well?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Welcome. It's Monday.
It's Monday, yeah. I thought I was going to be late, but...
What happened?
No, you know, the public transport. You can't say sometimes whether you're going to be on time or not on time, but yeah.
But your weekend was quiet?
Yeah, I spent time with the family. Was weekend off, wife as well. The wife said to me yesterday, "Devon, it slabs, Devon, it slabs." But yeah, you know, working and then you get the time to rest.
And then also, yes, you meer vandagse kind, hè?
Ja, 45, Bergal uitgeklim al.
Salusa 45, okay, let's get into it.
We're grateful, we're thankful, and we're healthy. Liefde, vreugde, omgee. I can, I will, I must. I get to do it. I want Grant just to Google something quickly for me. Okay. I know this. You usually, you know, I come up with something. So I just want you to Google something. Stevens-Johnson syndrome.
Stevens-Johnson
syndrome.
All right. There we go. Okay, what do you want from it?
Click on the images.
Okay, let me just go back quickly.
Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Click on the images. What do you see?
And there we go. Okay, right, I've got it. Okay, it's something to do with your skin.
Yeah.
It looks like eczema, but it's not a quite sight.
Yeah, it doesn't look. The graphics doesn't look that. So that illness or sickness I had in 2010.
Okay.
9 doctors later, and nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. And I can see from your face, the images are just, went doctor in, went doctor out, did not know what was wrong with me. They did blood tests, they did everything. At one stage they thought I had HIV, I had herpes. The blood test came back, it was clean. Giving up on being better, I went to the last doctor, and he could immediately point out what I had: Stevenson-Johnson syndrome. So what basically happens is, if you take flu medicine or anything, there's an allergic reaction. The same as penicillin. Our core body temperature is 35-36. Mine was 45-50.
Okay.
So my body was burning out from the inside. And there's people that actually die from this. But you would think after 2010, having this illness or sickness, that I would change. Because during my illness, sickness, after the 9th doctor, after going through numerous medicine, I prayed and I said, when I get through this, Lord, I will change. I will change. But you know what? The change didn't come. When I was healthy again, when I was up and running again, nothing changed. And I forgot the prayers that I asked God for to bring me through the sickness. Because I couldn't go out anymore. I couldn't party anymore. I could do nothing because I was sick. So my skin was starting to peel off from everywhere. But in that time, I prayed to God and I said, God, if you heal me now, I will change. God, through my sickness, my illness, nothing changed. come 2017, everything changed for me, but not through sickness or through illness. Something else broke me and put me back together again. So from 2010 to 2017, me and my mother, we were just going through life. Me not appreciating, me not being acceptance, but me just living life, because I almost died from Stevenson's syndrome. When I look in the rearview mirror now, if that wasn't a sign, then I don't know. 2017, my journey started, and within 3 years, me and my mother's relationship grew. Why didn't it change in 2010? Because if you're not open for change, change will never happen. But in 2017, I was at the critical point where I needed to change, not through physical sickness, but through a mental constraint. A month before my mother was diagnosed with cancer, I looked at her and I said, thank you for these wonderful 3 years. An opportunity for me to grow as a person, but an opportunity to get to do you with me. I took my mother on all my adventures, because sometimes when you grow old, like you say, you go out and you party and you have a nice time and your mom's money, but yes. This time from 2017 onwards, I took my mother everywhere with me. Whenever I had a birthday party, I included her. I took her to Spice Route. I can still remember this video footage where she said, ooh, that's a spokerige plek, but die kos is so min. I get to do this with my mother. I get to do this thing called life. When I was in 2010 sick, illness, I said I was going to change, but change didn't happen. But from 2017 onwards, I said, I get to do this thing called life. As my mother walks in from the doctor, she just nodded her head and I knew. We went in, I gave her a hug, she gave me a hug, and I said, farewell. I get to spend 3 years of her life with her. Ek het gekry a kans. And on this beautiful Monday morning, it's Women's Day, was on Monday, so this is Women's Month. If you have an opportunity, spend time, get to know your parents, get to know the people in your life, because you only get one life. Just don't wake up and say, I must do this, I have to do this. Say you get the opportunity to do this. When you change your mindset from must and have to get, then everything changes. When my mother transitioned over, I can still remember standing in the kitchen, and the house was full of people, and I went and I said to her, I'm not going to quit, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to pursue this dream that I have. And her words was, the day when she's no longer on this earth, she doesn't want me to have any regrets. Because this past 3 years, she could see that she knew that whatever I did, that God's hand was within it. It's not, I must do it, I have to do it. You get to do it. We're grateful, we're thankful, and we're healthy. Liefde, vreugde, omgee.
Meneer, thank you so much. Another inspirational morning, and another morning that you make me think and just reflect. Thank you so much.
Just one second. I want to say a special thank you to Auntie Nisha Naidu in Durban, Phoenix, in Unit 21, and Leanne as well. They're tuning in every Monday from Durban.
Okay.
To listen.
Auntie
Nisha Naidu.
Auntie Nisha Naidu.
And Leanne, from Phoenix, Durban.
Okay. Okay. Hello, Auntie Nisha. And hello, Leanne, Durbanites. Righto. Maria, you back next week?
Yeah.
Righto. Thank you so much, Chief. You go well. That's our motivation for today, people. Done and dusted. Think about it. Spend time, not just with your mom, with your loved ones, because... We never know what tomorrow holds. Right? This is KC 107.7.